Welcome back to After the Mishnah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, one of the most well-known, famous Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechalkai, who's a wealthy person, someone who is happy with his chelek, with his part. And Chavetz Chaim is medayik in the Lashon that the Tana uses, Hasameach Bechalkai. Why doesn't the Tana just say, he's happy b'mash yeshlo, he's happy with what he has? The Tana is stressing the language of chelkai, chelek, his part, something that's specific for him. And he also asks, how is it possible for a person to come to this tremendous madrega where he's actually happy with what he has, even if he suffers from tremendous loss? He's missing things that he feels he deserves. He only has a little bit of bread, a little bit of water, and he has to live a life of chayadachkos. How is this person supposed to get to a madrega of Ezehu Ashir HaSameach Bechalkai? And he explains with a mashal of a carpenter, a woodsmith, who has a special instrument that's meant for him to chisel his wood. Somebody comes and takes away this hatchet or axe that this woodsmith needs. And you know what he gives him? He replaces it with this small scalpel that's meant for somebody who's a diamond cutter, which the value of this instrument that was replaced is 10 times the amount of the value of the axe that was taken. But this woodsmith has zero to do with this instrument. So even though you gave him something which has more net worth than what you took from him, but you caused him tremendous loss. And obviously, the nimshal is that every person came down to this world in order to be tested with nisyonis. And the way a person is able to get schar, complete schar in Olam Haba, is through being oimid b'nisyonis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes and knows every single neshama, what its purpose is in this world, what it's supposed to gain, where it's supposed to grow, what its tachlis, what its shlemus is in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each and every person the nisyonis tailor-made for what this person is supposed to have. There are people who are tested with oini, with tzaris rachmana litzlan. There are other people that are tested with hashirus to see how are they going to act with their money. Are they going to be able to deal with their money properly? Are they going to be able to give from their money to aniyim? And all other types of nisyonis that we know about, whether it's health, wealth, children, pain, marriage, and the list goes on and on. And the Medrash says, praiseworthy is the person that is oimid b'nisyonai. The Chafetz Chaim explains, Ezehu Ashir HaSameach b'chalkai, not just b'masha yeshloi. A person who is an Ashir is happy and understands that he has his lot. And if he had someone else's package, as they say, he had someone else's peckle, he would not be able to handle it. And he has to thank Hashem and recognize that he has exactly what he needs. And through being oibid in his nisyonis, he'll be zeicha to toiva meruba and have schar in this world and the world to come.